All right, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We are jumping back into Adam's Lovecraftian Nightmare, a Star Wars campaign. We'll pick up right where we left off.
Group wants to rest.
Group is going to rest.
Yes, rest.
Even if it's just running on the ship so everybody can go pee and stuff. We'll get Sean in one of those like tub, like the they have like the locker room that they fill it full of ice.
Uh huh. And then they pour the Gatorade container over.
Gatorade.
I know sports.
So can I roll something to heal my wounds and take my stamina back?
Let's see. Do we have like? Are we able to like purchase anything, or do we have a med pack on the ship or anything?
Yeah, so we left off. None of that happened. The group came to an agreement that they would go look for the stone mask so they could leave the planet. They arrived at that because there is a group, a triad, a triumvirate? A group of three that was threatening them violence if they tried to leave without it. The group, when they came to the decision that, yeah, they should probably find the stone mask, or that they didn't want to try to fight these three without some rest, they were about to leave when they got a radio from their best friend, yours and mine, Randolph, saying, hey, I don't know if you guys are dead or alive. Sorry, should I do that in the character voice? If you are all dead or alive, but Jonger's coming. Just thought you should know that.
Hez is in the middle of telling everybody to hang up, and he says Jonger, and he's just like, ah! He's like, chokes a bit.
Would Hez hang up on him?
Yes.
Actually, yeah, probably. So he wouldn't have even heard the Jonger part.
What do you mean, Woody?
Yeah, right? I was going to give him some little agency. I figured Hez would hang up on him though. When Hez hangs up, you hear Carter. Hez, you can hear Carter because you're standing right next to everybody, and you can.
I'm on Neb's back. I'm on Neb's back now, so I can hear his comm through his ears.
Yeah, you just as soon as you like blip off you mute him out, Carter will go. As you realize, I can see when you shut off your responder, right?
Wait. He turns it back on. Well, that's like a breach of privacy. I didn't consent to that.
It's not my fault if you didn't read the contract.
There was no contract. They caught me stealing and they put me to work. I wasn't stealing. I found my way to Jonger's palace, and the next thing you know, whoa, now I work for him.
Carter just laughs and says, "Oh, well, I just thought you should know that, well, Jonger is on his way. He is."
I love Carter's voice, by the way. It's my favorite voice you've done out of all of them.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I like it. It's really good. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, I modeled it off of a character. I'll have to show you sometime.
So the Ginyu Force guy?
Lil Jonger is no longer satisfied with what we're doing. And thinks his presence is needed personally on this planet.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Well, it's not ideal. You've never worked around Lil Jonger personally, have you? Anyway, we have about 3 days before he arrives.
We're gonna be long gone by then.
That'll give us plenty of time to get the mask and head back to him.
Nez is like putting his hands over Nez's mouth.
Too late. Carter's gonna go. Carter's gonna go. Oh, you know the mask is at then, huh? Well, that's perfect.
We were going to ask you.
We have a general idea, but we don't know for sure exactly where it's at.
Excellent. If you give this to Lil Jonger, you will be handsomely rewarded. Hez, this might pay off your debt.
Don't toy with me. I don't trust you for anything. I'm not getting my hopes up, don't you,
Jonger? I wouldn't lie to you on this, Hez.
You would lie about everything. Tez hangs up again.
Well, it's
fine. Then he remembers that he can see it and turns it back on. All right, whatever.
Carter actually is going to laugh, and it's fairly disconcerting. I don't think you've ever actually heard Carter laugh.
Once, and it freaked him out.
Yeah. He'll respond back and just say, I don't think you fully appreciate how bad Lil Jonga wants all of these items that we talked about.
Well, no one gets any of these items unless my Lord Leash says they can have
them. All I know is he better pay up once we get this shit, because we've gone through like 3 straight battles. We're tired. We need a little bit of rest, but we're going to be able to get it done.
Well, if you'd like rest, the hideout's secure. You were all gone, doing whatever it was that you were doing before the auction. I took the time to secure our location in case Lord Jonga did happen to decide to come down and grace us with his presence.
Carter will proceed to detail to you what he's done to upgrade the trade outpost, and it's basically got a blast door for the front door now. The outside the outside walls were actually always pretty strong, like they were like solid concrete. That's pretty standard.
It'd be Duracrete.
Duracrete, yes, Duracrete is what I meant to say.
I got your back.
Right. Thank you. what he proceeds to describe to you is like, it sounds like a fortress. This is definitely a safe place that you could rest and recover.
Triple thick transparent steel panes for the windows? That's insane.
I mean, after they burst down the last door, why chintz out on the
what about windows? What about offensive defensive measures? Flamethrowers, perhaps tiger pits. Or no, not tiger.
Tiger pits. Fuck. What are those?
Mexico pits.
Yeah, I was gonna say what, space lions. He's gonna say, don't worry about the offensive capabilities.
I have to go in that door. I'm real worried about it.
I'll just radio me when you get close. I will lower the defenses.
Oh my god.
Carter will say, do as you like. This is a safe place to stay. And actually, it does say, you do hear that little corking noise.
I was going to say, did you hear that? Is he drinking?
Yeah, it sounds like Carter's drinking.
How do we know we can trust you?
Are you talking to Carter?
Yeah.
You have my word. I'm your employer. Well, not your employer, but it's in my employer's best interest that you survive presently.
I don't really like the sound of that, but all right.
I mean, where else are you going to go?
To the moon.
The moon. Bing, bang, boom.
We'll be whalers.
That's it.
Maybe they have harpoons.
Maybe they do.
Maybe well, they yeah, do. How else do you whale on the moon? We don't use guitars.
We're whalers on the moon. We carry harpoons. What are you guys going to do?
I can tell you, HW believes that all debts belong to Diego, not to any B. So I literally just wrote that in my notes. So he is not really super pumped about Carter and, you know, Jonger claiming that Hez owes them a debt, especially because it's Hez who is his now like
yeah.
I'm trying to think of it. I'm trying to. His MC, his like hype man. Like if HW was about to come out and do a performance, Hez would be out there hyping the crowd for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. That's like my job now.
So yes, he is not. He's not super pumped about this.
Neb would have to agree.
Also, I'm pretty sure I wrote F. Carter Randolph in my notes. Wait, yeah. F. Carter, he must be taken down. He is an outlier to the will of Diego.
That's totally fair.
So he has no interest in going anywhere where Carter is. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. That's fine. Torcott, how do you feel?
For not the same reasons I agree with HW, I feel like Carter betrayed us. Well, and it was completely worthless in the fight. In fact, I believe HW and I were planning on going to search him out, take him out before we were convinced by the rest of the group to go back to the ship.
Okay.
So, if you heard me
before Diego,
before the break, I immediately, when his voice came up on the radio, turned the radio off.
Okay. So, what are you guys going to do then?
Rest on the ship?
No, wait. How would you feel about Jonger coming down to the planet?
My pickaxe could probably burrow into his head, too.
Carter works for Jonger. I've already murked a hut on another creature, so it's about to all crash down.
So your loyalty to Jonger is probably expended.
Based on his subject in Carter, yes.
Okay. I need to go down the line. Neb, how do you feel?
I don't know. He just the way that he was acting and his little laugh that he did, I don't know. He just seems off different.
That's fair. Okay. So, Hez, how do you feel towards... Or I guess Zach, how would Hez feel towards John?
No. You address me. I am in charge right now.
Lord Hez of the Highlands.
Please, Sir Hez will do.
Sir Hez of the Highlands, how do you feel about Jonger?
I remember a Jonger once. I don't like him. he owns me somehow. I messed up. Bad. I was kind of hoping this would be one. I'd rather just leave.
So, not loyal.
I mean, if I can convince that captain to hide me.
HW, I mean, I know how you feel. So not loyal, but, like...
Hez won't do anything against Jonger. He's not so much loyal to Jonger as he is afraid of what would happen if Jonger got mad at him and he was still around.
Yeah, so that's was going to be my next question, but I think we can just say cross that bridge when we get to it. That water is now roiling. Well, the only person that really notices is Neb, but the water behind you is roiling.
You were headed to the ship to rest.
Okay. As you walk past, you're going to have to walk past the trio here, and they're... Oh my god, I forgot her name again already. Canola is going to insist that Frau Hawk goes with you. She'll say, look, I understand that you all want to go back to your ship, but you, one of us shall accompany you while you do so.
I mean, that's cool. My poops stink. My litter box is right in the kitchen.
Frau Hawk will look at you and just say, it's fine.
All right, you're cool.
I mean, I poop where I want to.
Is that the Trandoshan? No, that's the next...
No, it's the Trandoshan. The Trandoshan.
Okay.
Trandoshan.
Right. We already have rapport, he and I. So...
Yes. Frau Hawk was the one that actually helped you kill Hubert.
I convinced him.
Yeah, he'll just say, yeah, I let it drop where I want to.
Oh no.
He'll give you a thumbs up and just start walking towards your ship.
Heads to shrugs. Alright. Well, like, not on the ship though.
I mean, wherever.
Litter box, and there's a refresher.
Alright, you show me where. Which corner? I don't care.
Alright, here you go.
And as you guys are saying that, there's going to be an explosion behind you. As we'll say, two tentacles come up out of the water. These tentacles are significantly larger than the ones you saw underground or in the sewers.
Quick, Canoli, get them!
They're about 20 feet tall, coming out of the... They're about 20 feet out of the water.
Hez is ushering Lahab into the ship.
Yeah, they slap down onto the guardrails, or it's like a chain link fence around the spaceport, and they latch onto the nearest spaceship that happens to be close by and drag it into the water. And you just like hear this scream of metal as it's dragged across pavement. It's just like...
That's gotta be crazy. They're like maglocks.
Pretty intense, right?
Yeah. Holy.
So you guys in your ship?
If HW and Laha are okay with it, I will ushering them up the ramp to the ship.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, HW is fine with that.
I do that.
Yeah, I have no objections. That happens.
Full poison, hell yeah.
Torka, what you doing?
Going to my room. Going to bed.
Okay.
Actually, can I do like a med check or a heal or some?
I'm going to let you guys, you can take a long rest in there.
Woo!
We got 3 days before Jonger comes.
Yeah, you do.
We're not waiting 3 days.
I know we're not, but I'm just saying we can at least rest for a couple hours, you know, so just in the game time. Yeah.
What is a long rest in this game, Zach? 7 hours?
No idea. 6 hours?
It's going to be about, I'm going to say 7 hours at least.
Wasn't it morning time? So we're like, now we'll wait. No.
It was like midnight, 1 o'clock.
Oh, so then it's like morning when.
It'll be morning when you wake up.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that if everyone else is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. That's fine, whatever. Like mid-morning, like 9:30, 10.
That's a long time. That's 9 hours. I don't know if we should wait that long. I was going to say like 7 hours, 7 to 8
okay,
hours.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
But I was also going to argue that there's much sleep. Do some modifications. Actually, I don't have any more money. Never mind. I forgot.
So everybody's going to sleep, huh?
I mean, we're taking shifts, probably. No, we're all going to sleep.
All right. Odds are even.
I don't know. HW, does Lahab need to
Lahab needs to rest. He's still human. Like, he's still a human. Like, he needs to sleep.
How much can we torture this old man?
You leave my pal alone.
We haven't seen Celia in a while. I mean, I'm not worried about her. Like, I'm concerned about us.
Yeah. Celia seemed to have disappeared right about the time that you were negotiating with the trio.
She's kind of our ace in the hole. If something ever happened to the captain...
She'll appear when we least expect it.
That's the worst, though. She always appears.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Oh, pick odds or evens, guys.
My lord.
Even.
Woo!
All right, you're good.
I can hear the distaste in your voice.
It was more like, well, somehow throughout the night you hear multiple explosions, but you guys and like screams for help and like death throes basically.
Nah, our ship is sound.
Yeah, no, your ship is sound. It was all around your ship, but you guys had the forethought to dim the lights on the ship and make it look like it was unpowered. So you went unharassed throughout the night. You guys managed to sleep. It wasn't very sound sleep. It was enough to, like, recover. But you definitely noticed as daybreak started to happen, the shouting and screaming kind of subsided.
Oh, finally. Thought they'd never shut up.
So when you woke up, it's actually everything seems fairly calm right now. No, like, there's still some, like, occasional explosions and everything, but you kind of get the idea, or get the feeling that that's more like a residual, like, just fires burning.
Hez is going to grab a handful of nuts and bolts and washers, just random nuts and bolts and washers, and put it into soft...
Into what?
Soft pouch or soft pocket or something. Something that, where that's not going to... Where it's not going to, like, rattle around too much.
Okay.
I'm going to use them as my Metal Gear Solid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do with the cardboard box?
I don't have that yet. We have to find the cardboard.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, see? We're not quite that stage yet. We're still the real.
Okay. Well, maybe we can find it. What's everybody else doing?
HW is tucking the hob in, and then he's going to lean up against the wall and sleep.
Okay.
Tucks. So cute.
Torque, Torkot, what does it look like when you sleep? I guess, let me rephrase this. What is everybody trying to do while they're sleeping? Creepy.
I'm just sleeping. Like, I don't. What do you mean? I'm sleeping.
With your eyes open, just staring at the doorway.
Teddy bear. Put on any you have special pajamas. Sleeping cap.
Special pajamas.
What character is on?
Yeah,
is
I got Superman? Like Mandalorian. A onesie. Yes.
The butt flap is never buttoned.
Never. When I pull the hood up, it's a little Mandalorian helmet.
Nice. Nice. I love it. Cannon. It's the best.
Okay. So everybody sleeps through the night. What are you guys going to do in the morning here? Daybreak has broken. I don't know if that's how you say it. Fuck it. What do now?
I go berserk. I'm just kidding.
I gotta feel it again, you know? It's like a drug.
Checking to make sure it still worked.
You don't use it, you lose it.
I mean, I'm ready to go. Like, yeah. Let's go find this mask. Do we have a pathway to this place where we can avoid the giant tentacle monster?
So you guys walk out of the ship.
I have one question before we get out the ship.
Okay.
Will you allow me to drill holes and chuck some spider so I can...
Quality, so you can what?
So I can lose the embered quality so that Hez can hit a weapon instead of having to drag it. That's super heavy for Hez. He doesn't have the... right now. Could Hez drill it out so that...
Wasn't chuck engraved with those glyphs?
Yeah, but those are on, like, the mouth of the monkey wrench.
You can make a modification roll for that. You're not going to be able to recover... You'll only be able to recover half your health.
Oh.
That you would have.
Round it up or round it down?
Round it down. Round it up.
I recover... Okay. Same with the strain, or do I get all my...
Same with the strain. Half your strain. Round it up. What's the difficulty? What is it? 3? What's the difficulty for modifications?
I don't remember. I think it depends on the modification. You can set it however you...
We'll get to it later. Okay, we won't get to it later. Let's just do it now. How's 3 purple sound?
Sure. I'm going to upgrade. Mechanics. Since we had 6 and you had 3, I'm going to...
Oh. All right. I'll upgrade it. Don't do it on your side.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Okay, go for it.
I don't fuck anything up.
Yeah.
I don't have a drill bit strong enough. All the ones that are big enough to do anything, I don't. They're not on the ship. Or the etching that I put on it made it so strong that nothing can drill it unless I fudge the etching.
That's basically what I was gonna say. That's literally what I was gonna say. Is every time you started drilling, you actually saw the glyphs start to heat up.
Son of a...
You kind of got the feeling if you kept, like, with your 2 advantage, you got the feeling if you kept drilling, those glyphs would continue to get hotter and hotter, and then you would probably end up, like, you actually burnt your hands a couple of times, like, no damage taken, but...
Son of a criff hound.
Yep.
Calf hound.
If I kept drilling, this thing would probably start to melt. You didn't get anywhere with that.
This is very grumpy.
Or cause any damage. You were very careful about what you did throughout the night. Okay. So, everybody is awake. Hez seems slightly grumpy. What's the plan of attack here, everybody?
I have a plan. Attack.
You hear Rathlock say, yeah, I like that plan.
Do we know exactly where we're going now? For this mask? Okay.
Hez rolled paper towel out like a red carpet for HW to walk in. To like down the hall of the ship.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Shit. HW.
Yeah.
World discipline again.
Hooray! Let's hope it's just god awful.
Yeah, go for it. I got the dice pool set.
Discipline ho!
Oof.
1 threat. So, as you wake up this morning, you look around you and see. Okay, so let's do it this way. When you went to bed, what did your quarters look like?
Yeah, pretty basic. There's like he made a point to get like he had a bed, but he went and got like a cot and set Lahab up on the bed, and he was laying in the cot. but there's nothing really there. Like, his bag sitting on the floor, sleeping in the crown because he can't take the crown off.
Okay, so bag and cot. So that's what you went to bed with. And when you woke up this morning, you, with your one threat, wake up to see everything that you just said was a bad dream. You wake up, and what you woke up to is what you expected, which is your regal quarters. It's obviously a king size bed with what are those types of bed? The bed
banister? Setups.
The what?
Canopy beds?
Yes, it's a canopy bed, a king size canopy bed, and the blinds are drawn, and you have to open them to get out of bed. And next to you is your faithful certain Lahab. He is sleeping in his twin size bed. It's modest. I mean, you're on a ship, so you can only expect so much. But you get up and draw your royal robes, and you're ready to greet the day.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! That is what you woke up.
The day is mine.
I mean, it's not a bad way to wake up.
Ez is knocking on the door. My lord, the crew is ready to begin talks on our plan of attack. At your earliest convenience. And he bows and backs out of the room with his head lowered.
When Ez lowers his head, the little knight helmet slaps closed. The visor slaps closed on him.
His snoot gets caught. Yep. It was really just Chuck bashing him in the back of the
head. Hopefully he's off of Neb's shoulders by this time.
Oh, yeah.
But he's, like, this is all a delusion, obviously, but yeah. Like, they're both fairly insane at this point.
Does everyone else notice? Like, is it really obvious?
Do we have to, like, roll perception to be able to, or can I just be like, hey, Ez, I noticed you've been acting weird lately. What the hell's wrong with you?
Speak to me, such a tom knave.
So,
would you send me peasant?
Here's my question.
How dare you? You will address me as Sir Heznip Farwan.
How out of the ordinary would this be for Ez to act, Zach?
Oh, very. Ez. I mean, Ez is weird, but he's usually hanging out with Neb. And now he's been like just doting after HW. He's rolling paper towels on the floor.
Fair enough.
Chuck is really shiny, except for a few spots on the handle.
Neb, what would you do? I mean, you've definitely worked around Ez quite a bit.
Say what I just said. What the hell's wrong with you? I guess I can't remember. Hey, Ez, I noticed you've been acting weird lately. What the hell's wrong with you?
How dare you?
Yes, you know, dude.
I am Sir Heznip Farwander of the Acolyte of Diego, noble Amaran, paladin, guardian, our lord, my liege lord, HW. You will address me as Sir
Neb Synod.
We need to do a roll here, guys. So, I don't know about medicine? What are we trying to do here?
Medicine, what?
Leadership. He's trying to snap you out of whatever the fuck you're doing.
Okay. All right, motherfucker, and smack him across the face a few times. Grab him up.
You should upgrade my check with however many pips I have. Like, for in my favor to be crazy, because I'm so crazy. And I'll roll off to the discipline, probably.
Let me... Ben. What are you? You're just trying to reach Ez, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. Like, I just noticed he's like, I mean, yeah, he normally says weird shit, but he's just saying a lot of weirder shit. And like, Neb is just like, what the hell? He's acting a lot more weirder than normal.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, I kind of just want to get into his head and be like, hey, what are you doing? What are you thinking? What's going on? What's troubling you? And then find out something else, possibly.
Currently, you are troubling me, knave. Begone. He shoos you with his little hands. His little paws are just like...
He's treating me like dirt. Like he's a king.
No. Okay. He's a paladin. He's a noble knight.
Mm-hmm.
Would Neb be very gentle about this, or would you just be kind of shaking him?
Oh, I'd be grabbing him up by his shirt or his vest or whatever, his little vest.
Unhand me, Carter.
And grab him and kind of smack him, backhand him, and, you know, just a couple times back and forth with my open hand. Like, what is going on?
Hex is going to knee him in the jaw. Okay, have you guys seen the Labyrinth?
No.
Yes. Wait,
you know the little guy, the little knight that rides on Brogius, the sheepdog?
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of what I'm channeling for crazy heads.
Would it be skullduggery?
Yeah. I'll take a skullduggery for that.
For what? To try and grab me?
Yeah, he's shaking you. He's shaking you down.
No, he has to get me first.
Well, I've got to...
All I'm saying is, I'm going to roll, at least if he's going to grab me, I'm rolling a coordination check to...
That's
or something to avoid being grabbed.
I'm gonna tip the scales a little bit. I'll use the dark side to upgrade it in Ben's favor, because I like that.
Well, then I'm gonna use the lights upgrade it. That way we can just do the same roll. You don't have to change anything. Okay. Well, that's not true.
All right, let me find my
coordination? What are you?
My coordination is one yellow, two green, so it would be reds and a purple upgrade.
Okay, wait. Who's rolling?
He is.
Okay, so what are you
going to grab me?
I'm doing skullduggery.
Reds and a purple. No, you're going to... Well, maybe, I don't know. Skullduggery's like pocket.
Well, you're saying he can't grab you. You're trying to contest the grab.
Athletics would be a grab. Brawl would be a grab. Coordination to try and like snatch me, but I just don't... I'm just trying to understand... How skullduggery?
He's shaking you down, dude.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give it that. That's fair. I didn't think about that. Sure. I still would call that a brawl, but I guess that could be.
Yeah, but he's not trying to beat you up. He's trying to just reach you in the way he knows how to.
That's fair. Okay, that makes sense. Skullduggery.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Nez bites you. Criff off! And he bites you and just.
Ah, damn it, you little shit. Get over here, I'm trying to help you.
Closes whatever door is between us.
Two threat. Okay, so for Hez.
He grabs Chuck like his horse again and gallops over.
Yeah, Neb, you're just like, what the fuck is wrong with him? That's not the Hez you know.
No, not at all.
So you just hear... like fading down the halls as he gallops away.
Creepy, dude.
Touch Creepy. Me.
Yeah, he's clearly lost his shit.
Touch me? What?
Yeah, because he said, like, try to touch him and bit you.
Torkot, you can actually hear part of this down the hallway. We'll say that, yeah, you're opening... Well, okay, I don't want to speak for you. Torkot, what are you doing when you wake up in the morning?
Getting ready to leave.
Okay. So, we'll say that you are getting ready to leave and you see Hez running down... running is not the right word. Galloping down the,
paper tile line hall.
You'll never catch me!
Saying you'll never catch me, riding his giant... Chuck's a spanner, isn't he? What is he?
Is Chuck a hydro spanner? I think he's a hydro spanner.
Yeah. He's riding a spanner. Down the hallway like a horse. Screaming, you'll never catch me.
Yeah, heavy hydro spanner.
Yep. What would Torkot think of that?
General crazy Hez.
Yeah, he hasn't known me very long.
As far as Torkot's concerned, it seems normal.
Uh-huh. Checks out. Okay. So, everybody... We can say the general morning procedure is you meet in, like, the mess hall. Well, I say mess hall. You meet in...
Galley.
Yeah, the galley.
Small galley.
Definitely small galley. This is not a big ship. Yeah. So, how are you guys going to proceed? Yeah, I'll say that you're eating, like, your morning rations. Everything else seems fairly normal beyond what you saw before you got to the mess hall, but... Yeah. What are you guys going to do?
Well, kind of interested in chasing
Pez chasing after him, but I don't know. We need to get this mask within the 3 days before Jonger gets here.
The mask.
That's kind of what I was voting for. Let Hez do his little thing. Maybe whatever it is just a little temporary thing. It'll wear off, is what Neb is thinking.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I mean, the stress is getting to him, right?
Yeah, the main prize is right now is still the mask for Jonger, because we know he's going to be here in at least 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Frau Hawk will walk in.
What's up, bro, Hawk?
He's gonna be just stretching out, like, arms out, and, like, he's gonna look like he's doing the Y from YMCA, just like, what are you guys doing? Oh, shit, are those muffins? Fuck yeah. And he's just gonna, like, start eating one of them.
Those are sponges, natural sponges. No, we don't have muffins. Where are we getting muffins? What are you talking about?
He's just chewing on them, and then just looks at you and goes,
it was part of our last cargo. No, I'm kidding. Hez has no idea what they. I just remember we haven't been doing cargo runs. This is a different game.
Oh, he's just gonna like start chewing into it and like spit, like say what to you, but just like spit out a bunch of like. You don't know if it's foam or muffin. It doesn't matter. He's eating it.
I was making insulation snowballs. What are you doing?
So he's just gonna like swallow what he was chewing and just go. So when are we gonna go get that mask? I've already got canola on my ass about this.
Holy cannoli.
That's what I say to her. She does not like that.
Whatever. Tell him he's gonna get 5 across the eyes if he doesn't stop talking back.
yes, my lord. Yes, 5 across the face. Stop talking back. I'm sorry. My lord commands it. Let's get ready.
Frau Hawk will give you a very weird look and just be like, yeah, right. Okay.
Like,
so
this is the two different personalities in Hez are clashing because, like, he wants to be bro chill with the transition, but, like, he's also like, but I am required to serve my lord.
Do you want to try to roll a discipline check?
Nah.
I'll let you.
I think he's too crazy to have any control.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. So, are you guys going to go try to get the stone mask, or what are you going to try to do? You can do anything.
Mask. The mask.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go after the mask. I think Neb is. Neb wants to go after the mask. He's worried about Hez, but he knows that Hez would probably be able to take care of himself if he ran into anything. And he feels that it's just something temporary. It's going to wear off, so.
Okay. Torcot, what you thinking?
Yeah, I'm all for going after the mask.
Okay. Frau Hawk will say, he'll hear you all say you want to go to get the mask, and he'll just, like, clap his hands together.
Cool.
We need to call Seely first and get her here. Give me a minute.
Cock an eyebrow towards you and just go, who?
My goodness. It's Seely. She's the thing. My shadow.
Yeah. You're number 7.
He's gonna shrug his shoulders and go, okay.
I'm giving us an out to transition to.
Yeah, you get like a. You send a transmission to Seely. You don't get a reply through the radio, but you get like a message texted back to you, and it's just a thumbs up.
Cool. She's in.
I feel like that's very on key for her character.
Oh, for sure. I feel that.
So, yeah. How are you guys going to go about getting there? I will throw you a bone. You remember that there are tentacles in the water right here.
Hold up. Oh, yeah. Where the tentacles are. Yep.
Yeah, those tentacles right there. They're still there. Well, you don't know if they're still there, but... You remember tentacles. Due north, southwest. It's about northwest from you. You have to hop between one island where the bazaar is at.
By the grace of Diego and the will of my lord, make it.
Where all of them, where we murdered all of the things.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That bridge is still up. You know that the Titanic tried to crash the bridge and was unable. Actually, thinking back, you do remember him saying, "Crown needs to go to my master." Oddly enough, that is the direction of Hubert's asylum, or his castle, whatever you want to call it.
Alright, so strategic way.
Has just points to the bridge we crossed earlier where the hills are. Wait, didn't we hide a... Wait a minute, we hit a boat somewhere over
there. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we did too. The upper docks, I believe.
I hit a boat down here.
Yeah, right there. We can just hop on the boat and sneak around over here by the wreckage where the tentacles don't see us.
Listen, I don't want to get in the swamp at all. And also, the most direct route would be the fastest route. It's two tentacles. They don't have eyes. There has to be a way to avoid them. They're just like arms. The head's underwater.
You say that until we approach him.
I'm so tiny, it would never hit.
You're tiny.
Okay, so who's going where? Let's say who's voting for what, and then we can do a roll for leadership.
Bridge?
Torcott Bridge? Who says bridge? Back the way they came.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just making suggestions.
HW's on board, provided Lahab can stay safely on the ship.
Yeah, well, Lahab's fine on the ship.
He's gonna rest and recover.
Hez gives you a salute and goes and prepares security quarters for.
So you guys go to cross the bridge. Let's say you roll stealth. Roll. Let me see the dice pool.
Yeah, let's roll stealth.
Roll stealth. It'll be an average roll. They're tentacles. They don't see or feel. Well, they feel, but they don't see.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to upgrade it?
Yeah, for me at least.
I'll upgrade it for all of you.
But I was going to say, how do you upgrade real fast? But
it's all right. Here you go.
Pew, pew.
HW stealth. Wabap! And I failed.
So we'll say that Neb and HW or Hez, yeah, Neb and Hez make it through handedly. Like they're used to sneaking through stuff through their like they've just done a lot of
just together. Yeah, we've done stuff together.
Yeah, you guys are used to doing like way more high stakes shit than this. You're just like you guys just look at each other and you're like just be fucking cool. And you kind of nod and get across very easily. Torcott and HW then try to follow, but they don't have the same synergy. They're just not in sync. And yeah, they start going over. Like, let's say that when Hez and Neb are going over, you two are jumping in like kind of random motions that make everything... Like make your movements seem like kind of part of the background, like maybe like an animal or a bird hopping around on the bridge. Like it's there's no pattern to how you crossed. It's just like background noise. But when Torcott and HW they try to kind of copy what you guys are doing, and it's more just like. Trying to run across. Like, that's what your feet pattern sound like. And you guys, HW and Torcott, you get about halfway through, and this giant tentacle bursts out of the water. Not this one. To the right of you, bursts out of the water and goes to slap down right where Torcott's at. Torcott. Roll athletics. Wait, don't roll it yet.
Are these people that fought with us still like hanging around?
No. They're hanging out in the spaceport, but they are uninterested.
Oh, okay.
You boop boop boop. Roll athletics, Torcott.
Boom. Easy.
Neb says, "Captain, look out!"
Yeah, and you hear that and are able to dodge. You, what does it look like when you dodge, John? As this giant tentacle goes to slap down on top of you.
I just ignore it and keep strolling across the bridge.
Fucking badass.
Of course.
Okay. And,
good job, Captain. Good job.
HW, you see this as Torcott. What is Torcott, a bishop?
Or in the Church of Diego?
Yeah.
Torque is a champ, is a knight slash champion.
Yeah.
He's my champion of Diego.
Classic champion move.
Nice.
So as you're trying to cross the bridge, another tentacle now pops up next to you. On the left side, you also have to roll athletics. Go ahead and roll.
Athletics, 3 yellows.
Nice.
Good. Amazing. What does it look like when HW dodges?
HW just like he just kind of like is walking along following Captain and sees Captain dodge. And as this other tentacle comes up, he's able to just kind of like make himself skinny. Just that's not one. Like he's supposed like the tentacle, like he just like turns himself to be like parallel with the tentacle coming down so it won't hit him. And he's just able to like slide his way out.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that totally works. Sorry, I got distracted for a second. Yeah, you're able to sneak through there. You barely, not sneak, but you're barely able to dodge the giant tentacle. And as you guys go to, you get off the bridge, the two tentacles behind you, like, they basically just slapped onto the bridge. And then just kind of started like slowly curling up on it. And as you guys left or walked off the bridge, they both ripped in opposite directions and tore the bridge apart. So bridge no more. What do you guys do now? Continue forward?
With the crew's quickest escape route now in shambles. A problem for another time. We continue on the asylum next time on Stranger Sky.
All right, and with that, we will call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim. Sorry for the delay, everyone, as you might be able to hear. I've been a little sick. Well, there might be another delay around Labor Day because some folks are going on vacation, but it shouldn't really affect us too bad. We might just miss a week. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our website, talesoftheouterrim.com, where you can find links to all of our socials and our emails, links to our Twitch, where you can watch us live stream. And if you enjoy the music, check out the SoundCloud for Steph Makepeace. It's Make Peace, one word, on SoundCloud, and you can find the entire collection that she's made for the show. She does a great job, and we really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed listening. We'll see you next time, and may the force be with you.